All right, day two of the sales boot camp. I'm excited that you've made it this far. This one, you know, this is all about testing. We're going to talk about testing your results. And this is something that a lot of people miss. I mean, when we're salespeople, we just want to get into the mix. We want to go and sell. We want to do a bunch of stuff, right? And that's where a lot of people fall short. Yesterday, we talked a bit about the mindset of what it takes to sort of stand out and be different in selling. And today, I want to start to touch on the processes you need to build into your day-to-day to help you really get focused on the right efforts. And this one is all about testing. And it's all about learning and growing, because I see no matter what level of experience you are as a salesperson, you can always get better. The biggest lesson from yesterday is always be coachable, always be learning. Today, when we talk about testing, I mean, like, you know about websites and split testing and all this stuff. I'm talking about split testing every single piece of your business over the next while until you get it right. This is a kind of a funny concept and a foreign one, because I think, you know, often we get going and we just start saying things over and over and we think they're right. But I want you to learn about, like, what's working in your language, your tone of voice, your posture, process, even the intentions that you set. For me, one of the goals that I set this year was, how fast can I be instantly authentic? We talked a little bit about that earlier. And this is something that I'm testing to see what it works. So we're going to talk about that today. Here's what I mean. No matter, like, how much experience that you have, you can get better. And even when I work with, like, the top most experienced salespeople, we can find ways to pull even better conversions out of what they're doing. And I keep saying this all the time when I'm working with teams, is that I know if you give me a brand new junior rep and we put together best practices and processes that are tested, we can outperform an experienced rep who just wings it. I've done this time and time again. The goal of your business is not to help, you know, find this magic secret sauce, but to up the average of the abilities of all the people that are in your organization. And if you're just on your own, it's your job to up your abilities. My question becomes then is, what you're doing each day, is it consistent? Do you actually document your processes and follow them and test them and learn from them? Do you even do, like, role plays or things where you can start to say, am I doing things that work versus things that don't work? The truth is, and I talk about this all the time, is that most people are just winging it. We're just doing stuff for the sake of doing stuff. And when I talk to salespeople and entrepreneurs and anybody, I let them know that 94% of the failures that you have are the result of the system and not the person. I'll say it again. 94% of failures are the result of the systems and process, not the failure of the person. It doesn't make you a bad person when your sales results are low, when your business isn't growing. It makes you a bad person if you don't put the systems and processes in place to increase the frequency of people saying yes to you. And that's a big distinction. And that quote, that's something that I learned through a guy named W. Edward Deming. He was the guy that sort of helped with the Industrial Revolution, or the rebirth of the Japanese auto industry after World War II. He was the guy who was one of the founders of systems thinking. Really, really cool stuff. Read some of his books. But think about that. In your selling, it's funny. We always are worried about our results. We're constantly seeking validation in the form of a yes, or we have to deal with rejection in the form of a no. I would like to help you see that these no's and yeses are simply a result of your systems and processes, not a reflection of you as a person. And don't get all, like I said, don't get all misty-eyed, like I care, and I'm really trying to validate you and think you're special. That's not it. I love you. That's great. But the yeses and no's are just whether what you're saying and doing is resonating with your customers or not. It's simple as that. And when we start to eliminate a lot of this, you know, personal piece out of it, your world becomes a lot easier. Make sense? Cool. I'd like to, you know, I want you to look at your business and see that, like, your results are just the results of things that you're doing, right? And when I work a lot with people, we map out the results, look at the last year and a half, we put them on a chart, and we get these, like, violent upswings and downswings. It looks like, just like an earthquake. And that's typical of a sales process where, you know, 1 month you're the hero, next month you're the goat. It happened to me all the time when I was selling. It happens in my business. Our goal is to reduce that amount of variation in our processes and results and then add things slowly while we still maintain control over what we're doing. Okay, but too many times I see organizations and salespeople swinging for the fences with the newest, the latest, greatest, you know, follow my 5-step process, blah, blah, blah. And they jump back and forth. And it happens because of this lack of testing. They don't know what's going to work, so they just try everything. And that's the opposite of what we're talking about. So when I work with my teams and when I work with people, usually if I'm in front of a room or something and we start talking about things or I'm on the phone and people just throw ideas and opinions, I write these three words down. You want to write this down. This is my mantra. Based on what? Based on what should stop you in your tracks? When you say, I think we should do this, I'm going to ask you, based on what? And based on what just means, like, have we tried that? How many times have we tried it? Who have we tried it with? What were the results of that? If I talked to 20 people and I said things this way, what was the response? What was the body language? How did they react to it? What did they do? What decisions did we have them make? That's what I'm talking about when I say based on what. And the big idea here is that I personally have no idea for you and your business what the right thing to do until we test it. Every business is going to be different and every scenario has a completely different bunch of ways that it can go. But by testing it, we can identify the opportunities quicker. That's what you're looking for, is how can I actually look at what I'm doing every single day and find better and better ways to do it? And it's going to be up to you. Everybody always says, what script should I use? Or what should I say here? What should I do? The answer is, I have no idea. But until we start putting it into practice, it makes sense. And when I work with people, we test some language and we get into this really cool sort of like method where we found some neat things to say. I say, I don't know if that's going to work because in the moment it sounds great, but out of context, does it stand on its own? That's what you want to start looking at, is the stuff that you're doing. Can it stand on its own if nobody knew anything about you, right? We're going to work on in some of the lessons how to get more credibility so you can say whatever you want, but this is what I'm talking about. And the thing is as your markets change, your customers change, you need to keep up with those changes. And if you can't, you're going to lose your game. You're going to lose your mind too, because what worked yesterday is probably not going to work today or in the future. Right, so this is why you want to be testing. One of the questions that I always ask my clients is, what do you say when somebody asks you, what do you do? And this is like one of the most normal questions, is they go out and they go networking, they talk to people, say, tell me about your business, or what do you do? And most people, it's like, I always say, like, if I go, it's like, hi, my name's Joe, and I do like sales training, consulting, and blah, blah, blah. And I just kind of like vomit my business on somebody, right? And then it's like that, if you remember Skipping Rope, that Double Dutch game where they're just waiting for their turn to jump in and vomit their business stuff on you. We get caught into this, like, this trap of just saying stuff. And often we have no idea why we're saying it, right? So when I ask people, tell me what you say when somebody asks you what you do, the most hilarious part of my job is that most people trip on the words. They stutter and they're not quite sure what to say. They haven't really practiced it. So it sounds like it comes out of nowhere. I wonder how many people have asked them what they do. The crazy thing is a lot of them just like rattle off some words they think I want to hear, or their elevator pitch that maybe they worked on and they did it once and my eyes just glaze over. Right? Often somebody will just say their title, like, oh, I'm an online marketer, I'm a real estate agent, or I'm this, or I'm that, I'm a coach, I'm a salesperson, I'm an account manager, and I just want to slip my wrist, because I'm like, it doesn't tell me anything. Then maybe I'll ask him, why don't you describe what's different about you? Like, what's special? What's your benefit? And they say words like, well, I'm trustworthy, I have integrity, I'm fun, I have customer service, blah, blah, all this stuff that they say because they think people want to hear it. People want to hear your stuff. They want you to impact them. They want to feel something, and they want to know that what you're saying is resonating with them. And you know, if you take your name off of any of these things that you're saying, could anybody else say it? I want you to stand out with what you're saying by testing it and seeing if you get people nodding, right? I was working with a client just today before I'm writing this. And we hit on this great analogy. I was talking to her and she wasn't fully understanding what I meant here. And I said, what if I was single and you were single and I went up to you at a bar And you seem nice, and we started to chat, and I said, hi, I'm Joe, and I'm a nice guy, and I'm lots of fun, and I'm trustworthy, and, you know, I have a good sense of humor, and I can cook decently, and I'd like to, you know, maybe see if you would consider talking further about your boyfriend needs. How crazy does that sound? I sound like a mental patient, right? And I asked her, how do you think you would respond if I said that to you? We were laughing and it was funny. And so we came up with a name. Well, you're just a nightclub weirdo. That was me. I'm the weird guy that you're like, I got to get away from them. And when we use words like that in our sales conversation, and you think now if you were imagining yourself in your sales conversation, you're going, oh my God, this is exactly what I do. I'm off to a networking event tonight while I'm recording this. And I want to see how many people just sound like weirdos. And it's not a fault of them. It's just that we're not testing this stuff. It's that exact feeling that we're trying to avoid, to not be salesy and weird, right? So how do we avoid being salesy and weird? Well, it's really simple. Test your language. And the test is really easy. When you say something to somebody else, look at them and do they look interested? Do they lean in? Do they go, oh, that's interesting? Or do they just stare at you blankly and you look like a weirdo? You both look like weirdos standing there just trying to be polite. And it sounds silly when I tell you this, but most people, when they're trying to sell something, we just keep doing the same thing over and over and hope somebody wants to buy from us. And we don't know why it's not working. So when I go through this process with my clients, we have a lot of fun because we get closer to language that makes sense. And then guess what we do? Yep, we go and test it. So first, we practice, we record it, and then we go out and start to talk to people. And we try it. And you know, my thing is, do you think it's actually really easy for them to do it? No, it's brutal. When I get people to just, like, I have a pen that records audio, and I get them to practice right then and there. What happens is that what you think it sounds like in your head sounds completely stupid when you try and say it. So that's what I want you to do. Think about what you're saying to people. Sit down, grab your phone or a recording device, your computer, and record yourself saying it and replay it back to yourself and go, oh my God, does this sound great? Would I buy from me or not? Right? Would somebody be super excited to learn more? Or do I just sound like everybody else? How can you get people excited? So practice that, work on that. Now, when we get to the end result, the lesson 7, I'm going to talk to you about getting into a sales flow and what your mind is doing to battle this. That's going to be a lot of fun. My goal here is to help you get uncomfortable, right? When you're testing all these new ideas, you have to be willing to take these risks. And my question is always, what's the worst that's going to happen? And we can rattle off a lot of ideas here. I'm going to be rejected. People are going to think I'm stupid and blah, 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 blah. But the ones that are successful, the ones that are willing to put themselves out there and try some new things. Otherwise, you sound like everybody else just rattling off things. When we talk about this, you know, the concept of rejection, the problem is that we're trying to sound perfect and we try and refine these pitches before we try and say anything. And what you're saying is most likely not working. And I can say this with a lot of certainty because I listen to people's phone calls and sales pitches and networking, and most people, you know, do not blow me away with what they say. So you're adding it. The good news is if what you're saying is not working, you got a lot to do, and that's great, right? What about your voicemails? When you're leaving voicemails, how much time do you actually spend leaving voicemails, and are you testing those? Okay, so that's it. My goal for you today is I want you to just try something new. Get uncomfortable and try something new. Your language, your voicemails, your body language, your posture. Maybe if you shake people physically when you meet them. I don't care what you test. Test something. And try new ways to say things. When you go and start to get into this testing mentality, I guarantee you're going to start to feel like you're starting all over again. You're reborn as a sales professional, as an entrepreneur, because it becomes really fun. Every day I go and try stuff. And when people look at me like I'm crazy, I go, perfect, don't use that again. But when they go, wow, that's really cool, I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe I'll say more of that. Say more cool things, say less stupid things. That's kind of how I've built my business. The thing is that I see so many tired reps and people with their business that are just, they're tired. They're starting to doubt themselves and their abilities. And a lot of them start to think, maybe I just need to go get a job. And that's where it starts to break my heart. It's usually never they need to get a job. If they're good people with a good product or service, the problem is just they're just doing dumb things. And if that's where you fit in, whatever you're doing and you want to increase your sales, whether you're a huge organization or a small one-person show, you can increase your results. You can do more than what you think you're doing. So my mission here is to help people really unpack this and make selling a lot of fun. You know, getting and connecting with customers and getting them excited about buying something from you and making that purchase, you know, a big thing. Like I said in my last one, it was great news last month when we had our car stolen because I love to buy a car. So how many customers are coming to you really excited to buy and then you screw it up by trying to sell them something? You got to take responsibility to make this your process and the most ideal way for your customers to buy from you. So that's it for this post. This is a long one too. These are long sort of audios that I want you to take to heart. Tomorrow we're going to get into how to sell what you have in stages and the fact that when you're selling something to your customer, it has nothing to do with money. It's about the value exchange that you create. So that's going to be a fun one. Looking forward to sharing that with you tomorrow. Talk to you then.